for all these songs that we've heard tonight. We thank God for each and every one of them. In the book of Matthew, in the 9th chapter, where we'll be reading from for a few minutes of your time while you're turning there, let me remind everybody, I didn't make the announcement, following church tonight is fellowship, and we look forward to a good time of fellowship as we go downstairs in just a few minutes tonight. So you remember that fellowship, but right now let's just fellowship in what the Lord has given to us this evening for a spell of time. In the book of Matthew, in the 9th chapter, if you'd like to stand for the reading of God's Word, go with me if you would down reading verses 10 through 13. He says in verse 10, "And it came to pass, as Jesus sat at meat in the house, behold, many publicans and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto his disciples, Why eateth your master with publicans and sinners? But when Jesus heard that, he said unto them, They that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. But go ye and learn what that meaneth. I will have mercy and not sacrifice, for I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners unto repentance." And we'll stop reading there with that 13th verse. You can be seated in the house of the Lord. And I'd like to bring to you a message entitled tonight, A Physician for the Sick. A Physician for the Sick. The Bible says that they were over at Matthew's house. And they were there in the church, if you'll have it, the church crowd. The Pharisees saw him with these publicans. And they said, "Why does your master eat with sinners and publicans? Why is he associating with them? Why is he over there?" Because you remember that the Pharisees looked upon the Gentiles as nothing more than dogs. And they referred to them as Gentile people, that to them, all Gentiles were sinners. Every one of them, that there was none of them that was any good. They was all sinners, and they was doomed to die and go to hell. And they said, "Why is your master," if I can paraphrase it tonight, "that does all these wonderful works, why is he over there with these publicans who was nothing more than tax collectors? They was known by their titles to be sinners. Why is he over there with all these sinners eating and drinking when he shouldn't even talk to them," is what the church said. "Why is he over there with them?" And when the Lord saw this or heard this, he said that they that are whole have not need of a physician, but they that are sick. Amen. He didn't come to heal those that were whole, but he came to those that were the outcasts, those that the society and even the church didn't think very much of and looked down upon. Over in the book of John, it says that as they heard this and they saw that his words, and they saw that he was there with them, he says over in the book of John that they said unto them that Christ answered them and said that the words came, that they questioned him about the same situation. And they said, "We know that God heareth not these sinners. We know God doesn't hear them. We're the only ones, if you'll have it tonight, that God hears. Why is he associated with those that God won't even hear their prayers?" But Jesus said unto them, "Those that are whole have not need of me, but those that are sick." Even though they may have been outcast to society, the church didn't have much to do with the Gentiles, Jesus said, those are the ones that are sick. And those are the ones that the Pharisees cannot take care of. You know, when you have a disease, you just can't go to any doctor to get the treatment that you have need of. You have to go to a specialist. Tonight, these doctors could not take care. They were doctors of the law, was they not? They was doctors of the law, and they could not take care of the problems that the Pharisees or the publicans and sinners had. But there was a chief of staff, a great physician that came into the midst of this world. And said, "I've come to these that are sick." Those that realize that they have a problem, a disease that the church and the world cannot take care of. That the priest and the rabbis cannot take care of. "I've come that I might be able to speak the word that they stand in need of. And he didn't even have to talk with them long to diagnose them. He knew what was wrong with them. He knew that they were sinners and they was bound for a devil's hell. They was on that broad road that leads down to hell and destruction. He said unto them, but go and learn what this means when I speak about this, that I'm the physician. He says, and I will have mercy and not sacrifice, where I am come to call the righteous. I'm not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. He come that you and I might receive a call. Oh, that'll preach, won't it? He come that we might receive a call, because we were all sinners like the publicans were, and these sinners that he sat down and ate with. But he took time out of all of his busy doings about his Father's will. Can I preach for a few minutes? Jesus didn't come just to heal the blind eyes. He didn't come just to touch the deaf ear so they would hear, or to speak the word so the lame would be able to run. He didn't come to unstop the deaf ears. But Jesus came to call sinners unto repentance. And Paul said in 1 Timothy, the first chapter, he said, and this is a faithful saying, if I could turn over there real quickly, in the 15th verse, he said, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Jesus, Christ Jesus, came into the world to save sinners. And Paul didn't stop there, but he went on and he said, of whom I am the chief. There's not a one of us good, the Bible says. It says that there's none of us good. We're all of our righteousness is as filthy rags before the Lord. None of us with all of our works. As I was praying tonight, I thank God that he seen fit to save me. And I said, I didn't deserve anything that you did for me. I didn't deserve to be saved. And I haven't deserved anything since, done anything since I've been saved to deserve God's goodness and mercy upon my life. But I'm glad that the physician came to a house one day. Let me preach for a few minutes. The Bible says, if you remember, that when this man could not go to the house where Jesus was at with those that were sick, that he had some friends that took up his bier and carried him to the house where Jesus was at so that their friend could be made whole. Folks, if we can't get our people to hear the Lord, we need to take them to God. Some folks might say, how are we going to take them to the Lord and be able to, that they would be able to be seen of this physician and be made whole? And the answer is, we can take them to God in our prayers. I'm glad that somebody carried my name to the Lord when I was lost and undone. But when they got to the house and they saw that there was no room for them to get in the house, many Baptists would have stopped right then and there and said, the physician is busy and we can't get him in. We know he's sick, but there's nothing we can do about it. But these men loved this fella. So what they did is they climbed up on the roof and they began to tear it off, and so they could lower him down to where Jesus was at. And you know what Jesus did? When he saw that, he healed that man, because he was the only one that could heal him. The Bible says that there's many situations, and I don't want to talk about all of them. You remember the man called Legion who dwelt among the tomb? They tried many times to get him made whole, but they could not bind him. The chains, he would break them asunder. They thought they had him fixed, and the next thing you know, he was out there running naked in amongst the tombs, dwelling there and even cutting upon himself. There was a woman that went to many a doctor's. And the Bible says she spent all that she had trying to get better, but got none better, but only got worse. Let me tell you, the sickest people there are is people that don't know God and try to have a form of religion today. They're the sickest ones because they're the furthest away from God. Thank God for people who just realize that when the physician talks to them, that they are lost and undone. Folks, you and I was lost and undone. We ought not look down our noses upon anybody that's lost in their sins. But we ought to say, Lord, have mercy and compassion upon them. And then I said this in years past, Billy, but when some of y'all almost gave up on me, I said this in years past, that if we had a loved one that was sick and they diagnosed them with a dreaded disease, and folks, we went to every doctor in town and none of them had any hope for them and said that they was just getting worse and worse, and we heard of a physician afar off. Would we not pull all of our monies together, sell the things we had, and try to get our loved one to that doctor so that they could have a hope of getting better? Well, let me preach to you tonight. Your people in mind that are sick in sin, it's not something that they're going to get over by turning over a leaf or by changing their ways or by joining some good organization. You know how they're going to get better? Somebody's got to tell them that the doctor is in and he is accepting patients to come and see him. And folks, he does not have to spend all day and spend a lot of tests trying to figure out what's wrong. He already knows what the root of the problem is. And that is that you're lost and undone without him and on your way down to a broad road that leads to hell. But he will not stop there. Let me preach for a few minutes of time. I know y'all's excited. I didn't think I'd even be able to preach tonight, but I'm glad that I'm able to stand this evening. But let me tell you tonight that, folks, we ought not give up on any of them. As Casey sung that song this morning, for our people that are sick, when you pray and pray and you think they're not going to get any better, just keep on praying, because there is not one disease that our God cannot heal today. There's not one infirmity that he cannot take care of. And folks, as long as they have not sinned away their days of grace, there is not one sinner that God cannot save today. That ought to make somebody want to shout on a Baptist church in a Sunday night, because some of your people and mine, they're so far out there, we wonder, Rob, if there's any hope for them. But Jesus said, these are the ones I'll go and I'll eat with them. I'll sit down at their table and I'll tell them all about their problems and I'll tell them about all their deeds. But folks, can anybody else remember when you was in the house of the Lord and the preacher preached and got you to the point that you realized you was lost and undone? Aren't you glad he preached just a little bit longer and said, even though you're lost, even though there's no hope for you, let me tell you about a man who walked the seashores of Galilee. A man who came in this world and lived a sinless life. A man who died on a cross for your sins and mine. But folks, I'm glad that he didn't leave it there. But Sister Checky, he went on to tell us after he died, he arose the third day victorious over death, hell, and the grave. He is not about to be crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He's had that title since the beginning of time. What it's about to do, though, is he's got a bunch of folks that's been healed by his presence. Anybody else been healed in the house by the presence of God? There's a bunch of folks getting ready to make a grand entrance into a city where he sits high on a throne. And you know what we're going to do? We're all going to thank him for the healing that he gave to us today. As far as I know, I have never been diagnosed with any dreaded disease. But that night when the preacher preached, I seen myself in an awful state and saw that there was no hope whatsoever. But folks, I'm glad Jesus came to call sinners unto repentance. And Paul said, I'm the chief. I felt like I was the worst sinner that day. Anybody else remember when the message went out? I felt like I was the worst sinner in all the world. But praise God, when I took the step out behind the pew and made my way down to a mourner's bench. Anybody else glad that we still have mourner's benches in the house of the Lord? When I made it to there, I found out, yes, mom and dad could not take care of the disease that I had. The preacher and the deacons could not take care of the sickness that I had. But does anybody else remember in the house of God when you went down and you cried out for mercy, how that the physician spoke to you and the sickness left your body? The Dale Bridges and them used to sing that song. I thank God that I'm not a sinner anymore. Yes, we still sin and come short of the glory of God, but I don't have to worry about sin taking this boy down to hell and destruction, because I've got a home in glory land that outshines the stars because of the physician stopping by my house, visiting with me and speaking the word, as he said back in Isaiah, that he came that our sickness may be healed. He came that our infirmities might be taken care of. And the Bible says, by his stripes, every one of us is healed tonight and is saved by the grace of God. I thank him that I've got the healing that I had need of. Yes, this body is decaying and it's eroding daily after day after day. But there's one thing about it. There's a part that's on the inside, Kenny Banks, that has never been sick since the day that the physician spoke to me. I was sick before. I was sin sick, headed down to hell. But praise God, when he spoke the word, it wasn't found in a bottle. It wasn't found in a set of courses that I had to take or a set of meetings that I had to attend. But I'm glad that when I went down, I got sanctified, justified, and glorified because the physician was in the house. See, the deacons and the preacher would have to bring me aside and have to talk to me and try to work to get me to be better so that I would look like a child of God. But I'm glad that when God spoke, folk, he took care of all the problems that I had and that you have today. Folks, he come to heal us that were sick so that we wouldn't have to face that sickness ever again. And I believe it just like this. When one of our loved ones or we get a sickness in this life, when we get cancer, when we get some dreaded disease in this life, and we pray and God speaks the word. And you may not agree with me on this, but this is Roger. When God speaks and we know it was God that did the healing, we will not have to worry about that disease taking us out of this life. Something else might kill us, but that disease is gone because I believe what God does, he does it right. Because he's the great physician. He's not just any physician. Folks, let me tell you, the man that made the body ought to know more about it than anybody else. It was God who took just a piece of clay up in his hands and he molded it. It fashioned it after his own likeness. It was nothing more than just a piece of clay laying there. But then the Bible says he breathed upon him. And when he breathed upon him, that man became a living soul. Folks, let me preach this, and I've had this thought in times past and never preached on it as far as I know, but I'm glad that God breathed upon me. The Word of God come to my life. And folks, even though the preacher was up in front of the church, does anybody else remember when the wind was blowing in your face, so to speak, that your soul was just overtaken because you could feel the breath of God upon you? What he was doing, he was resurrecting a dead man, a dead woman that sat on a pew and made them alive forevermore. That's why I preach it like this, Larry Jones. The moment I stepped out behind the pew, I was just as saved then as I am right now. Because I stepped out in faith saying, Lord, I'm going to die believing upon your name. Because you said you was the one that could save my soul. He said unto them, you church members, speak on. You talk on, you cast stones at us because we're down here with publicans and sinners. But let me tell you what happened. Do you not remember the scripture where it was the hour of prayer at the temple and when the publican was there and the sinner was there? Do you not remember what happened that day? A Pharisee was there, I should say, and a sinner. Do you not remember what happened that day? When they went down to pray, the Pharisee bragged about all the things he's done. I don't have time to listen to somebody brag about how good of a Christian they've been. Oh, some of you say, oh, Pastor, you're throwing stones. Because the Bible says there's none of us good. None of us are good. All of our works together couldn't earn one person the healing that they have need of. They both went up to the temple at the hour to pray. And that Pharisee got down and started bragging about himself. It reminds me of a bunch of our people today that call themselves children of God. Because all they try to do, usually I find this, and this is Roger's thoughts, and I'll move on, I'll preach instead of meddle. But when people start bragging upon themselves, they're trying to brag upon their goodness to overshadow their faults and failures. And you can measure that up. Didn't cost you any extra, all right? He wanted to brag about how good he'd been. That thinking that God would see him and have even a greater smile upon his face because he was so good. But that poor sinner boy that went down there, he couldn't even hold his head up. I'm glad that he realized he was sick And there was only one place he could go for the healing that he had need of. Couldn't even hold his head up, but he smote himself up on his breast. And he just prayed, and if Roger could paraphrase it now, he prayed for God to have mercy upon him, a sinner. And you know what happened? The Bible says, which of these went down to their house justified? It was not the Pharisee, but it was the publican. Let me tell you, if I could put that in our words today, God doesn't want us to tell him how good we've been. He knows how bad we've been. But what he wants us to do is confess our sins, and he will be found with us, and we will be saved, because that's what the physician came to do, was to visit those that were sick so they would have a hope of being made whole. And you say, why do you say a hope? Let me close this out with this tonight. God can only heal those that will receive him as their Lord. He cannot heal just by people saying, I know I need to be healed, but they don't believe upon him. Everyone that has ever been healed is because they wanted God to do the work in their life. You and I today, we got healed as children of God because we followed what the Lord told us to do. Every one of us. And aren't you glad that you went to a church where the preacher wasn't trying to build himself up? Where the deacons didn't try to build themselves up, but where they lifted up the name of Jesus Christ. Because if I can put this in Roger's words again, Jesus said, if I be lifted up, all your sick can be made whole. Everyone that has got a problem, it can be fixed if you will just lift up my name. And whenever we lift up his name, folks, we're not like the Pharisees, who wanted to find fault in everything he did. Let me close tonight. We need the physician in our services, because we got sick folk. Some of you say, well, my people are physically sick. God can take care of that. But there's one need that is greater than any physical sickness that they might have. And that's that soul sickness. If you get the soul made whole, everything else will be all right. And you say that's a broad statement to be able to make in a church. Let me tell you why I say that. Because every one of us is going to leave. If the soul has been made whole, we're going to a better place. We're going to leave this body behind. Something is going to take us out. But there's one thing about it. We will not leave here sick. Oh, we'll leave here made whole by the Spirit of God, and head it to a place where there'll be no more sickness nor sorrow. There will not be any messages preached in heaven. That ought to make somebody say amen. No preachers will get up and tell you how bad you've been, only to tell you how good you can be if you'll follow the Lord. But when we get there, there'll be no preaching, because there'll be no sick folk. The only ones be there will be people that's been made whole by the grace of God. You and I have got folks that are sick. I talked with one of the sisters before church. And you know, it drives me crazy. It brings tears to our eyes and just drives us up a wall to look at our people that are sick. And they don't even realize that they're sick. Help me close. We got folks, Kenny Banks, that think everything is all right. As long as the job is good, they got money in the bank, and the kids are doing all right, they think they're doing great. But folks, let me tell you, what you see is not always what's going on. Several years ago, I preached a message at New Haven. And the title of that message was this, The Perfect Home. Have you ever drove up a street in a neighborhood and you think that, and you look at some of these houses and you look at the families that's there and you think, that's the perfect home. But folks, we're only looking on the outside. We don't know what's on the inside. But see, the perfect home in the eyes of God is this. A mom and dad that's been saved by the grace of God. Children that's been brought up in the fear and admonition of our Lord Savior Jesus Christ. And that they've been, when they come to the age of accountability, that they've been saved. That's what makes a perfect home in the eyes of God. Because the whole family has been healed. There's no sickness in the house. And how many of us would like to proclaim that our house has been made whole? But yet there's a part that's missing. Because there's someone that's sick in the midst. Tonight as we close, Robin Sharon, get us a song of invitation. I want to close with the message. This message with this. that no matter how sick they might be, you and I can pray to a God that's able to make them whole. Able, by speaking to a physician tonight, that is able, he doesn't have to wait for an appointment to go see that physician. But the physician, how many of you know that he still makes house calls? He makes house calls. He's come to my house. He's come to your house. And you know what I pray? Is that, Lord, would you visit my loved one's house? People testified here in the church and said, you know, I can't get my loved ones to come to church. I can't get them to come and listen to the Word and for God to move in their life. You know what I pray? God, they won't come to your house. Why don't you go to theirs? Because He can go where they're at, and He can speak the words that they cannot tune out. He can speak the words that they know is truth, because here He is, the physician, right there with them in the midst of their sickness. And you know what God speaks? He doesn't bring up all their past. All He teaches them is that they're a sinner headed to hell, and they need to be made whole. And He doesn't have to go down the street to get somebody else to do the work. He comes in. He brings the prognosis, or gives the prognosis, and He brings the remedy all at the same time. That's the kind of physician I serve tonight. Folks, we cannot maybe get them to come to Him, but we can pray for God to go to them, to their house. And you know what I pray? Is that, God, would you just go to their house frequently? Keep going back. And oftentimes you'll hear me pray when I pray, Lord, just go by one more time. Yeah. Knock upon their heart's door and speak to them again. Yeah. Because you see, I know they're sick. And there's only one person that can make them whole. And that's the Lord. And the best love that we can have for anybody is ask the Lord to go visit with them and speak to their heart. Would you stand while they sing a verse of a song? That's the message tonight. The physician for the sick. You want to come and pray? Ask God to go to their house? Maybe He's been at your house today, and you realize how sick you are. Why don't you come and ask Him to speak the word of healing you need tonight? Come and surrender it all to the Lord. Yes. Would you follow your heart tonight? The church didn't want anything to do with these sick folk. And they didn't want Jesus to have anything to do with them. But He said, these are the ones that I've come. Because they're sick and they need a physician. That's the ones that He came to. The lost house. Yours and mine. He come to our houses so that we can be made whole. God bless tonight. Every one of us that was sick. Some of you, I could tell in the message, you remember the night or the day that He come to your house. In the midst of your sickness, when you could do nothing but ask Him to forgive you of your sins. My blessed Savior, I surrender it all. One more quick verse, and this will be the close tonight. Get them to the physician. Get them to Him that's able to make them whole. Yes. He's the only one that's able tonight. Yes, God bless him tonight. I surrender it all. Amen. I'm glad I serve a God that's not just able to make the sickness that's in my soul to be able to cure that. But He's also able to cure the physical sickness that comes along as well. Has anybody talked to a physician and asked for healing for the body and He brought it to your life? You know, that's a great testimony. I entrusted my life to the doctors, and the doctors did all that they could. But when it came time for the healing, I prayed to the Lord. And He heard my prayer. And He healed my body. And folks, He's not just done it for some of these, but He'll do it for all of us. And as I heard a preacher several years ago say it like this, there's times that the devil's come against us, and before we was ever prognosed to have a sickness, the Lord healed it. People say, you got a far imagination. Folks, the devil's come that he might destroy all of us. But it's the Lord that speaks the word and drives that sickness out of the body. And folks, I'm trusting in Him to do that for some of your folks tonight and for some of mine, that they will be made whole as well. Because I serve a God that is the physician over all things. Soul and body.
Amen.
Spirit. Yeah. He's able to speak no matter where you're broken at. He's able to speak to it and to heal it tonight. I hope you got something from the Word of God this evening. I wish I could have preached for a good 45 minutes to an hour. But God knows He gave us what we needed. He gave us what we needed. And I appreciate Him this evening. We're going to go downstairs and have fellowship. But before we do, because some of you might want to get down there, or might get down there, I should say, before all of us do. And I don't want you to be held up tonight waiting on us. So when you go down, you just go ahead and jump in with both feet, would you? And enjoy yourself. Act like you're at home. All right? Just in. Take out what you want and eat it and just have good fellowship with your brothers and sisters. And I had some of them say, well, we didn't bring anything. We wouldn't plan on staying. Folks, let me tell you, it's not about what's down there. I know there's always plenty down there. Don't get me wrong. But to have fellowship with your brothers and sisters, this is who we get strength from. And folks, God wants us to have fellowship outside of church and be able to enjoy each other as well, because we've counted on each other for so many things. And we ought to be able to have some good times together as well. God doesn't want His people just to never have a good time. He said that He came that we might have an abundant life. An abundant life is one of joy, that we can enjoy each other and enjoy the things that the Lord has given to us. Well, so if you would stand to your feet tonight, and we're going to be dismissed, and ask the blessing over the food as we go downstairs. And you go down, there's coffee down there, there's soft drinks down there. You'll find whatever it is that you need. And if you can't find it down there, you don't need it. All right?